Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology, and my degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. Plus, I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about what's good timing got to do with it. I'll talk about why is good timing important to your success and the universe's perspective on good time management. Next Friday, March 2nd. Gosh, can you believe we're almost to March? Next Friday, March 2nd, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that I'm providing a special type of consultation now through the middle of April. This is a Mars retrograde consultation. Every 2 years, we're asked to reconsider the direction we want to take for the next 2 years, and it's time to do personal and business strategic planning. This consultation focuses on the direction and issues that are being highlighted for you during this 12-week period, so you can consider them fully. It's best to schedule this consult earlier in the period so you have more time to consider the information and research your options. To get it, Mars retrograde consult, just call our toll-free number to schedule, 877-524-8300. Just spend a half an hour and make sure you're headed in the right direction for the next 2 years. That number again is 877-524-8300. Or for more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 8-week, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. This program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. You can register now through March 6th and receive an early bird discount. This program is taught by telephone, so you can take it from any location. It comes with weekly study guides and replays of the classes. To learn more or to take advantage of that discount, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. So, what's up in the heavens? First, how are you surviving this Mars retrograde? We just finished week 5 of this 12-week cycle, which will end on April 13th. Have you encountered some issues that made you explode during this time? This is relatively common during Mars retrograde. If you've been exploding about something, take some deep breaths. Then get some extra exercise each day so you'll be a lot less likely to do so. Now, although these issues are challenging, they come up to be healed now, not just to aggravate us. So take advantage of the opportunities that arise this way. Doing so will make it a lot easier to move forward on the right track when the cycle is over. Now, we're in Mars retrograde for 9 more weeks until April 13th. There are 2 tools you can use to assist with this process. One is the anger release, which is an emotional freedom and healing release to let go of anger and release it out of your physical and emotional bodies. This process uses tapping on certain meridian points where emotions are stored, and that's combined with words of intention and deep breathing to release those issues. And you can get that anger release on the site, my site, under our audio classes. And a second tool that's helpful during this period is the book Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life by Marshall Rosenberg. His site is cnvc.org. That's cnvc.org. And it provides a process that's excellent for handling difficult conversations and issues. So pick that book up if you're encountering those problems. Now, are you contemplating some major changes, maybe a different job or a different career or changing your business in an important way? Then you're probably right on track. Ask yourself this question. How can I do more of what I love to do and less of those tasks that I don't like to do? Answer those questions and you'll be well on your way. Now, remember this about Mars retrograde. This is no time to be starting new projects, introducing new products, services, or launching websites. So just be patient until it's over on April 13th. In fact, it's best to wait until after the new moon on April 21st to begin any new projects, introduce new products, launch websites, or start new companies. Now, next, beginning Sunday, February 26th, we begin the Blue Communications Period, which will last through March 11th. Now, once we reach this date, you cannot outrun Mercury retrograde. That's because Mercury is already in the area that it will retrace when it starts moving backwards or retrogrades. The best strategy at this point, once we get to February 26th, is to seriously slow down and start double-checking all details before sending out anything. Yes, even double-check your emails if their details are important. This is also the time to get any funny noises checked out on your car and make any needed repairs. Prior to Mercury retrograde, which starts on March 12th, be sure to do a full system backup of all your files and programs so in case you lose your computer, you can easily get started again. And I actually would recommend that you do that before March 1st because we're going to encounter some major challenges starting then. Now, remember to schedule 50% less for the Mercury retrograde period, which will be March 12th through April 3rd. And that's so you'll have space in your schedule to catch up and also handle those unexpected crises that tend to arise. So if you do this, your experience of Mercury retrograde will be much more positive. Now, next, beginning February 27th, a cycle comes into range that's often associated with expending great amounts of energy. There is enough energy to do whatever job needs doing, but it can also result in frustration or anger if the energy builds up without a release. So get extra exercise with this cycle so you can use it well and get a return for your efforts. This cycle is Sun opposite Mars. It peaks March 3rd. It stays in range through March 8th. Now, next, beginning February 27th, we begin encountering a slowdown of money changing hands or the sense of not having enough money. We could also encounter relationship or business partnership issues, which could impact our money. This cycle is Venus opposite Saturn. It peaks on March 4th and stays in range through March 8th. Fortunately, this feeling of lack is very short-lived. Lots more money is on the way, as I've mentioned previously. March 7th has tremendous potential to make a lot of money. Now, next, I'm giving you a heads up to prepare early for Mercury retrograde. Beginning February 29th and peaking on March 5th, we have a three-peak cycle that's associated with sudden flashes of intuition, but also the potential for computers or cars to break down suddenly and unexpectedly. This is related to the cycles of Mercury conjunct Uranus, and both are square to Pluto. It's best to prepare for the challenging side by making full system computer backups, including all the programs and files prior to March 1st. March 5th is the first of three peaks. The other two occur on March 18th, and finally the last one occurs on April 22nd. The final peak has the most intense square with Pluto, suggesting that our computer and car failures are even more likely then. Now, this set of cycles could also indicate major unexpected announcements that may be shocking. Well, perhaps maybe the ETs will be introduced, or who knows, maybe that rumor that all currencies will be revalued based on the country's assets will turn out to be true. We'll see what happens. Just be on the alert. Next, I have another reminder that we're still in Uranus square Pluto throughout the entire year until March of 2019. These are revolutionary energies, so ask yourself, how can you revolutionize your own life? Keep in mind that these energies can also indicate major Earth changes. So now is a great time to ensure you have whatever you need for any type of disaster or major power outage. And remember, those power outages can occur with large solar flares from the sun taking out regional or national power grids. So let's all be prepared. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Notice that we're in a period of green dollar days, or even green dollar plus days, from now through March 17th. Yes, every single day has a green dollar, indicating that we're in a period of time when we can all make a lot of money. So set your eyes on prosperity in the next few weeks. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. To get it, just register for it on my website by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know what time it is, what good timing is, and what it has to do with success, especially your success? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about the universe's time management methods and how you can align with them for much more success. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Join us Saturday, March 3rd for the grand opening of the Ascension Foundation's Healing and Educational Center at the Crystal Voyage Building in Tacoma. Events are free all day. Hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with speakers every 30 minutes, door prizes, and a raffle with gifts from Saint Germain and Master Buddha. Join a free seance from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you're one of the first 40 people to register at the door. Call 800-508-6437 or go to our website, ascensionfoundation.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about what good timing has to do with your success. Year after year, we seem to race through our work lives, often wondering if there isn't a better way. Well, indeed there is, and it involves our attitudes, expectations, and the use of time. Most of us have heard constant advice about successful attitudes and using our time well. Unfortunately, we usually haven't heard that days are not created equal and that there are larger cycles or patterns that underlie each day's potential. In fact, it appears that the universe has a completely different view of what good time management is. Now, in business, we're trained to expect constant forward progress in sales and growth, our speed to market, our daily performance, our product and service quality. To top it off, even though we've never experienced a year without challenges, delays, or setbacks, there's an unspoken belief that we shouldn't encounter any obstacles or delays if we're competent. Regardless of how unrealistic these ideas may be, they permeate all aspects of business and work life. In fact, we've nearly developed a religious belief in always accomplishing something and pushing forward at 90 miles per hour 24/7. But the universe has a different time management method. Now, how do we know this about the universe? Well, when we look at all other aspects of nature, we find that there are no examples of constant forward progress. The seasons change. Plants grow and then rest. The sun rises and then sets. The tide comes in and goes out. The moon grows in light and then gets dark. There's a regular rhythm of increase and decrease throughout the universe. So how then can we expect something completely different for our work lives and the way we manage our businesses? Now, we would laugh at someone trying to get a tan at midnight, but most of us make the same mistake with other less obvious cycles. We have long forgotten that there really is a time for every purpose under heaven. And astrology, which is essentially the study of time and cycles, contains the key to understanding the best times for our purposes. Now, the most important timing tip I can talk about is related to times of renewal and rest instead of constant forward progress. I call these periods time outs. Effectively, they're a cosmic or universal timeout. Now, we all know what a sports timeout is. You cannot score when the ball is not in play. A cosmic timeout is similar. The universe believes that we have a need for downtime to develop new ideas, gather information, clean up, finish up tasks, and prepare ourselves for the right time to birth our projects into action. These timeout periods are also perfect for renewing ourselves and our energy. They occur 3 times per week on average, and they can last anywhere from a few minutes to nearly 2.5 days. Now, most important is that when we push forward during these times with important actions and make key decisions, the universe rewards us with nothing. Did I just say nothing? Yes, if we're lucky, we get nothing or nowhere with our actions and decisions. When we're unlucky, we get led down a dead-end path with one obstacle and difficulty after another. And in the end, it leads to nothing. The worst examples I watched over 15 years were when management approved new products to develop during these timeout periods. And the result, several hundred thousand or millions of dollars later, the projects were canceled. Nothing for a lot of money. That's because, just as in sporting events, you can't score during a timeout. Now, the Wall Street Journal once published a report of a research project conducted by astrologers. They randomly selected 1,400 bankrupt businesses to review their incorporation charts. It turned out that 100% of them were started during timeouts. Now, that's an amazing statistic, so I'll repeat it. Out of 1,400 randomly selected bankrupt businesses, 100% of them were started during timeout periods. Now, imagine what happens when we introduce new products, launch websites, hire new employees, sign contracts or place ads, or do anything important during timeouts. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, or at least nothing positive. Now, with data like that, who needs to test it the hard way? Let's wake up and become smart about good timing. Since nothing positive comes of actions and decisions taken during timeouts, It only seems logical to stop wasting our energy, money, and time by using these periods more appropriately. These are great times to file paperwork, catch up, and clean up. They're the perfect time to finish anything, read, review, gather information, do paperwork. Brainstorming for new ideas is also favored. Whenever possible, don't plan anything at all and just follow your instincts. Meditate, get centered, and renew yourself. Just don't start something new, especially anything important. Now, how can you know when a timeout occurs? By looking at a good timing guide, of course. I provide a good timing guide each year so you can know these important times to avoid taking important actions or making major decisions. You can also find those times listed as void of course moons in other astrological calendars. Now, next, I want to discuss Mercury retrograde. We have one starting again next month on March 12th, and it will last through April 3rd. Now, I know lots of people cringe when they hear we're about to have Mercury retrograde. However, since the universe provides this cycle three times per year every 88 days, it must have an important purpose behind it. As part of our learning process, the universe set up regular times to review, find our errors, catch up, and make corrections. The universe expects us to learn by looking back, rethinking, and redoing things. This is another reason why our constant desire for forward progress thwarts our goals. Somehow we've gotten it into our heads that we shouldn't have to make corrections, change our minds after learning more, or make changes to a project in midstream. But I ask you to seriously think of any long-term project of at least 6 months in length that didn't have or need any changes. If the universe is right, it's not even possible. Now, during Mercury retrograde, we typically experience schedule delays and major difficulties in communications, transportation, and computers. But we wouldn't experience so many challenges and frustrations if we used this time more appropriately. So what does the universe want us to do instead of speeding forward? It thinks we need to catch our mistakes, correct our erroneous assumptions and decisions, and fix them. And it also thinks we need time to look back, reflect, catch up with people we haven't communicated with in a long time, and get organized. It wants us to have time to learn, and to do that, we need to look back, review what happened, and take the time to understand what went right and what went wrong. None of this happens while we're pushing forward at 90 miles per hour. So the universe fills these periods with delays to slow us down. Now, what's truly amazing about these Mercury retrograde periods is that even though they occur regularly, three times every year, for at least 3 weeks each time, we still ignore them. We still pretend that we don't need time to correct our mistakes. We still expect that we can do projects without any delays or changes. And we still believe that constant forward progress is achievable. It's no wonder we're frustrated. But in fact, according to the universe, constant forward progress is not only unachievable, it's undesirable as well. I believe that the universe is trying to tell us that creativity, learning, and productivity are intimately linked together. And when we fail to make time for the complete creative and learning processes, our productivity declines. Unable to replenish ourselves or use what we've learned to remake better choices, we burn out and become zombies chasing the same problems over and over again. So what's a person to do? Since the universe is not going to change its design, we're left with learning how to match its patterns and cycles. So are you ready to take a different approach to your work by working in harmony with the universe? If so, I challenge you to begin prospering in peace with the use of good timing. All you need is an astrological calendar or a good timing guide. And when we begin planning our schedules according to what time it really is, we'll make major headway in the way we do business and how we feel about our work. We'll have fewer losses and better outcomes for our projects, and we'll find better ways to be productive while renewing ourselves, too. And best of all, we'll have the wind at our backs. We'll prosper in peace as we work in harmony with the natural rhythms of the universe. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you no matter what you need or when. You can write this manager a memo or just make two lists of tasks, one for you and one for your universal manager. Ask your universal manager to handle the hard jobs, and you can keep the easy and fun ones. You'll be amazed what happens when you do this. Now join me again next Friday, March 2nd, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and really make some successful choices. And sign up for your free What's Up in the Heavens newsletters while you're there, too. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. And remember to stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.